Hey everybody, Annie here. I was reading an article this weekend about a woman who became the personal and executive assistant for a big deal, very wealthy hedge fund manager. How this story started off was with how much she loved her job. And as I was reading it, I was thinking, oh, this is interesting because she's describing her job. I'm going to talk about that in a second. She was describing her job. But as I was reading it, I was thinking, oh my gosh, there is a shoe that's going to drop here. Because when anybody is hugely kind of like over the top self-sacrificing in a role, it doesn't work out long term. Okay, so let me back up and share about this woman. I think she was relatively young. And she loved her job for the first year. So she was basically making the hedge fund manager's life frictionless. And she was doing that by being at his beck and call, really, you know, doing all kinds of last minute things like booking jets and boats and getting into restaurants that were overbooked and, you know, getting people together from all four corners of the planet, just really kind of doing anything that he needed at any time, and was with him pretty much, he or his family, pretty much 24/7, traveled with them, saw some amazing, you know, did some amazing travel in amazing places. He paid her really well. He lavished lots of really expensive, gifts like high-end purses and coats and jewelry, and just really, you know, incredible that way. And he had a very interesting life, and she did a lot of super interesting things. Okay. So that sounds like it would be perfect for, you know, almost anybody, at least a young person without a family yet. You know, you could just go around. But what she found is after a year, she started to realize, wait a minute, I don't have any of my own life here. I've actually just become an extension of this family. And I don't have any control over my own time, really even over my own thoughts. Like there's no time for me to read a fiction book or to pick up a hobby. Like I'm only thinking about my boss's world and all the responsibilities I have in it. Okay. So in this example, I consider her to be the highly kind of self-sacrificing one. If there's kind of a continuum here, the self-sacrificing one. And on the other side is, in this case, a hedge fund manager who is who's the self-centered part of the polarity, right? Okay. And let me just say that neither of these are good or bad. Like, we need both to function in the world, to make our society work, right? To have teams work together. And so what we're looking for and what is sustainable in work relationships is when people are more towards the middle. Any extreme is a problem because an extreme is often met with an opposite extreme and it's unsustainable. The self-sacrificing person will burn out. They just will. And the self-centered side will have to keep replacing them. And that is actually not optimal for success. It's just, you know, it's just not. And there isn't a time where I've ever seen, either with clients or in my own life as well, where I could or my clients could keep up a super highly self-sacrificing role. Couldn't do it. Even if it was great pay and high status and really, you know, cool things happening. It's like we need to have the time and the headspace to take care of ourselves. We are our own resource. We need to be able to take care of ourselves. And so with that, as I'm reading this article, you know, I'm thinking in the beginning, there is going to be a shooter drop, and I'm going to be shocked if she's, you know, still there 5 years later. And she quit in by the end of her second year. Just couldn't continue. And that has been very much my experience too, is when I took interim executive roles where I was working round the clock to make a business successful and didn't have time to take care of myself. By the way, one time I was working as a contract CFO for a company called Fatburger. They had just been purchased by a celebrity group. I was working there, and I was working there so much, and our office was over the restaurant, that I gained 15 pounds from chili cheese fries. Because that's what you eat at, like, you know, 8:30 at night when you're not going home, because you need some little bit of joy while you're, you know, trying to, in my case, balance the books. So it wasn't sustainable. It wasn't sustainable. You know, I lasted about 2 years, not so different than this other woman. And so, you know, when you're in that spot, I think the first thing is to really recognize if you're, you know, are you too far at the polarities? And to know that we've got to be able to trust each other in a team, that to trust that we will take care of ourselves. We will not self-sacrifice so much that we fall into a crisis, that it's not sustainable. That doesn't help anybody. And at the same time, you know, the people that are more on the self-centered part is to lean in a bit, because the self-centered part, it can feel pretty effective, and we need that kind of drive. Like, it's not a bad thing. We need that kind of drive, but it's not sustainable if a self-centered person is relying on a lot of self-sacrifices. It's not sustainable. They just won't stay. The team will constantly turn over. And so if you're at a polarity, recognize where you are and lean in. Try to lean in a bit, because it'll work better. And that's what I wanted to share with you today.
What's your leadership superpower? Visit leadingedgeteams.com/quiz to take our leadership assessment quiz and find out.